Friendship, 73-26. Girls basketball game, Wazika Steuben leading Kickapoo 42-36. And the Bucks looks like they're going to get a big win tonight over the Celtics, leading that one pretty much from start to finish. So Tim Thiebe will have more of those scores later on and more of those weather-related announcements as well. We've got a lot of them, so drive carefully, especially if you're going to be out late tonight or tomorrow during the day. We'll keep you posted from WRCO on what is not going on and some words to the wise as that winter storm rolls in. And the warning pretty much for our entire listening area, it does sound like the real deal, so take it seriously. Tonight's game engineered by Tim Thiebe. And this is Phil Nee bidding you a pleasant good night until we talk again bright and early tomorrow morning. Tonight's final, Prairie du Chien 70, Richland Center 44 in area boys basketball. Good night, everyone. Thanks for joining us for the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. You've been listening to Area Boys Basketball from WRCL and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
Every letter, if you 98.9 FM, Richland Center.
AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The U.S. and the U.K. have been carrying out strikes against Houthi targets in Yemen using warship and submarine-launched Tomahawk missiles and fighter jets. Targets said to include Houthi logistical hubs, air defense systems, and weapons storage and launching locations. Norman Hall has more.
President Joe Biden says that a series of strikes in Yemen are meant to demonstrate that the U.S. and its allies will not tolerate the militant group's Red Sea attacks. Biden said the military response was only made after attempts at diplomatic negotiations and careful deliberation. He said in a statement that recent attacks have included, for the first time, use of anti-ship ballistic missiles. Those actions, he said, have endangered U.S. personnel, civilian mariners, and freedom of navigation. Norman Hall, Washington.
A high-ranking Houthi official is vowing retaliation. At the International Court of Justice in The Hague, South Africa laid out its case that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. Lawyer Adila Hassim.
For the past 96 days, Israel has subjected Gaza to what has been described as one of the heaviest conventional bombing campaigns in the history of modern warfare.
Israel's rejected the allegation. In New York, barred from giving a formal closing argument, former President Trump still showed up at his business fraud trial as it approaches its end. Jackie Quinn has more.
Trump spoke outside the courtroom after he was cut off by the judge while speaking inside. He said he was an innocent man being persecuted by the attorney general, something he repeated to reporters outside.
Getting somebody elected because you wanted to get the publicity, it's a disgrace.
Judge Arthur Engoron's already determined Trump's company fraudulently inflated its numbers and will be deciding the amount of penalties. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And in the Los Angeles court, Hunter Biden pleaded not guilty to federal tax charges. This is AP News. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zarletta on what to look forward to at Monday's Emmy Awards.
Executive producer Jesse Collins tells the Associated Press the Emmys will celebrate its 75th anniversary with cast reunions or actors recreating moments from shows like The Sopranos, Cheers, Martin, and All in the Family.
The whole generation's afraid of sex.
Oh, listen, little girl, if I was afraid of it, you wouldn't be here. Right, Edith?
I'm trying to remember.
Collins says to expect one of those moments within the first 10 minutes and that there's a great Game of Thrones moment. However, don't expect everyone from every show. Other series with spotlight moments will include Ally McBeal, I Love Lucy, The Arsenio Hall Show, and Saturday Night Live. Anthony Anderson hosts Monday's Emmy Awards, which will air live on Fox. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Thanks, Margie. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
There is a winter storm warning for Vernon, Crawford, Richland, Grant, Iowa, and Sauk counties from midnight tonight till noon on Saturday. Mostly cloudy, not as cold. Actually, I'm sorry, snow developing after midnight tonight. 1 to 2 inches is possible by morning, low 20. Winds will be out of the east, 5 to 15. Snow heavy at times tomorrow with 5 to 7 inches additional accumulation. Rather breezy with blowing and drifting, high 33, winds northeast 20, and gusts up to 30. Very breezy with more snow tomorrow night, an additional 1 to 3 inches possible, low 19, winds northwest 15 to 20, gusts could get up to 35 miles per hour. For Saturday, light snow tapering down to flurries, an additional inch expected, bringing the storm total accumulations to 8 to 13 inches, blustery with drifting snow, high 22. Winds will be northwest 15 to 20 with gusts up to 30, and then breaks of sunshine on Sunday, blustery and bitter cold. High will be 0 and the low will be 6 below. Right now the winds are calm and our current temperature is 27 degrees in Richland Center. And because of that storm that's coming in during the overnight and through tomorrow, we do have some cancellations to pass along. First of all, as far as schools go, Richland schools, including St. Mary and Eagle schools, and all after-school activities are canceled. Ithaca schools is canceled, as well as Weston, Lafarge, Fenimore, Boscobel, River Valley, including St. Luke's and St. John's schools. North Crawford, including their child care center. Hillsboro will have virtual classes, but there will be no in-person classes, so just virtual classes only for Hillsboro. Wauzeka, Steuben, Highland, Riverdale, Pleasant Ridge, Waldorf, and Kickapoo have also canceled school for tomorrow. As far as community announcements for cancellations and closings, the City Municipal Building and the Community and Senior Center will both be closed tomorrow. The Richland County Senior Nutrition Program meal site will be closed tomorrow. As a result, there will be no home-delivered meals. The town of Buena Vista will not have garbage collection tomorrow. The next garbage collection will be next Friday. Vernon County Health Department will be working in a virtual capacity tomorrow with limited staff available. Urgent calls should contact 608-637-5251 or email health@vernoncounty.org. Simon's Recreation Complex will open at 11 tomorrow and will be open until 6:30 p.m. Lap swim, will be from noon to 1:45, and family swim will be held from 4 to 5:55. And businesses that we have gotten closings from for tomorrow include ET Foods, Family Thrift Shop, and Creative Outlet. All closed tomorrow. Once again, there is a winter storm warning for Vernon, Crawford, Richland, Grant, and Iowa and Sauk counties from midnight Friday till 12 p.m. Saturday. If you could find all cancellations on the WRCO.com website.
100.9 WRCO.
Levi's, red leather ropers, skin tight tank top, sun on her shoulders, high on her horse with her hair in the breeze. What's that cowgirl seeing me? She showed me the ropes to a new way of living, my hands round her waist, riding down through the canyon, campfire crackling, kissing by the stream. What's that cowgirl seeing me? I don't know a thing about a farm in town, a life out on the range, plowing up a dusty field with rusty steel, praying for the rain. She's gotta know that any man in a cowboy hat would be falling at her feet. So what's that cowgirl seen me? Her soft southern accent couldn't sound sweeter. It gets my heart beating way off meter. She's the salt of the earth and her spirit runs free. What's that cowgirl seeing me? I don't know a thing about a farm in town, a life out on cowgirl see in me.
trouble's getting ready to start. Well, I've heard you say how much you love him, and you think someday you'll be his bride. Baby, you just can't trust him, 'cause I've known the boy all of my life. So you better think twice,
you better think twice
before you roll the dice,
before you roll the dice.
Yeah, you better think twice before you give your heart away. You really must think I'm something, talking trash.
Hold me like holy water. She was just 16 and all alone when I came to be. So we grew up together, my mama, child, and me. Now things were bad and she was scared, but whenever I would cry, she'd calm my fears and dry my tears with a rock and roll lullaby. And she'd sing, sha na 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 na, it'll be alright. Sha na 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 na, just hold on tight. Sing it to me, mama. Sing it sweet and clear, oh mama, let me hear that old rock and roll lullaby. Mama sang a song. Now I can't recall the words at all. It don't make sense to try, 'cause I just knew lots of love came through in that rock and roll lullaby. And she'd sing, sha na 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 na, it'll be alright. Sha na 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 na, just hold on tight. I can hear your mama, 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 mama. Nothing moves my soul like the sound of a good old rock and roll lullaby.
Is a winter storm warning for Vernon, Crawford, Richland, Grant, Iowa, and Sauk counties from midnight Friday till noon Saturday. Snow developing after midnight, 1 to 2 inches possible by morning, with a low of 20. Winds will be east 5 to 15. Snow heavy at times tomorrow, with 5 to 7 inches of additional accumulation. Rather breezy with blowing and drifting, high 33. Winds northeast 20. With gusts up to 30. Very breezy with more snow tomorrow night, an additional 1 to 3 inches, low 19. Winds northwest 15 to 20, and gusts up to 35. Light snow tapering down to flurries on Saturday. An additional 1 inch of accumulation is expected, bringing the storm total accumulations to 8 to 13 inches. Blustery with drifting snow, high 22. Winds northwest 15 to 20, with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. hour and breaks of sunshine on Sunday, blustery and bitter cold with a high of 0 and a low of 6 below. Right now, there are no winds in the area, and our temperature is at 27 degrees at 9:31. And because of that snow that's going to be coming in tomorrow, we have some cancellations to pass along to you, a lot of them. And first of all, for schools, the following schools will be closed. And the schools include Richland Schools, including St. Mary's and Eagle Schools. All after-school activities are canceled. Ithaca's canceled, as well as Weston, Lafarge, Fenimore, Boscobel, River Valley, including St. Luke's and St. John's Schools, North Crawford, including their child care center. Hillsboro is having virtual classes tomorrow, but no in-person classes. So do not report to the school for classes, but there is virtual classes online. Wauzeka Steuben is canceling tomorrow, as well as Highland, Riverdale, Pleasant Ridge, Waldorf, and Kickapoo. As far as closings in the community, the city municipal building and the community and senior center will both be closed tomorrow. Richland County Senior Nutrition Program meal sites will be closed. As a result, there will not be any home-delivered meals. The town of Buena Vista will not have garbage collection tomorrow. The next garbage collection will be next Friday. Vernon County Health Department will be working in a virtual capacity tomorrow with limited staff available. Urgent calls should contact 608-637-5251 or email health@vernoncounty.org. Simons Recreation Complex will be open from 11 to 6:30 tomorrow, and the lap swim will be from noon to 1:45, and family swim will be held from 4 to 5:55. And businesses that are closed tomorrow include ET Foods, Family Thrift Shop, and Creative Outlet. And we have a full list of our cancellations and closings on WRCO.com. And remember, once again, a winter storm warning for Vernon, Crawford, Richland, Grant, Iowa, and Sauk counties from midnight Friday until noon Saturday. If you have any travel plans, if you're able to, please cancel. It'd be good if you could cancel them. Stay home and be safe, but if not, be safe and take precautions in case if something happens, you would go off the road or anything, and be sure to call 911 immediately, and hopefully they can assist you as soon as possible. So it's like, say, be very, very careful tomorrow, and tomorrow morning, Phil Nee will have an update. I'm sure there may be some more cancellations tomorrow, and he'll give you an update on what's happening with the weather tomorrow morning right here on WRCO.com, right here on 100.9 FM WRCO, and on WRCO.com, as well as the Civic Media app.
All that I need, I packed in the car, a pillow, some clothes, and my old guitar. All the other stuff I ever loved, I'm leaving behind. Some people say I should be afraid, and I may regret this choice that I made. But today's the day, there ain't no way I'm changing my mind. We'll be right back.
places I've been around the world. I've seen some pretty faces, been with some beautiful girls. After all, I witnessed one thing still amazes me. Just like a miracle, you have to see to believe. God bless Texas with his own hand. Brought down angels from the promised land. Gave them a place where they could dance. If you wanna see heaven, brother, here's your chance. I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas. First he let the sun shine, then he made the waters deep. Then he gave us moonlight for all the world to see. Well, everybody knows that the Lord works in mysterious ways. He took a rest, and then on the very next day, God bless Texas with his own hand. Brought down angels from the promised land. Gave them a place where they could dance. If you wanna see heaven, brother, here's your chance. I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas. God bless Texas. Well, I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas. I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas.
Try to understand all the people of this land. This is our country. From the East Coast to the West Coast, down the Dixie Highway, back home. This is our another ugly thing, and bigotry would be seen only as obscene, and the ones who run this land help the poor and common man. This is our country. From the East Coast to the West Coast, down the Dixie Highway, back home. This is our country. Like me and you, so let the voice of freedom sing out through this land. This is our country. From the East Coast to the West Coast, down the Dixie Highway, back home. This is our country.
Calling all Rockwell Automation employees and retirees. The holidays are still in full swing, and the Rockwell Automation Social Committee invites you to a joyous celebration. Save the date for January 13th from 5 p.m. to midnight. We'll be spreading holiday cheer at the Phoenix Center. Join us for an evening of laughter, memories, and festive delights. Let's make this celebration one to remember. The Rockwell Automation Holiday Celebration. Because the joy doesn't end when the holidays do. See you there.
Hi, my name is Brittany Penfield, and I am the 4-year-old kindergarten teacher at the Ithaca School District. I, along with the other Ithaca staff, want to give a warm welcome to families interested in having their child attend Ithaca Public Schools. We will be holding our annual developmental and 4K screening event, which gives school staff an opportunity to meet future students and address any possible concerns that families may have about their child's development. To be eligible to participate in screening, children must turn 3 years old or 4 years old on or before September 1st of 2024. Our screening days will be held on Thursday, January 25th and Friday, January 26th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ithaca Elementary School. You may register online and sign up for a screening appointment by following two links located at the Ithaca Public Schools website, ithaca.k12.wi.us. You can also find Ithaca Public Schools on Facebook. When you arrive for your child's screening appointment, you will enter through the main office doors and be directed to our screening locations. While your child is working with our school staff, parents will have the opportunity to meet with reading specialist and instructional coach, Andrea Newkirk, and receive information about community resources for young children. Each screening appointment will take approximately 1.5 hours. If you have any questions about registration or signing up for an appointment, please call Brittany Penfield, 4K teacher, at 608-585-2311, extension 513. Additional information and forms will be sent to you prior to screening. We look forward to meeting you and your family at 4K screening.
Hi, I'm Coach Jamie Johnson, and I've added health coaching to my resume. I would encourage you to listen to the January 2nd morning show titled Health and Weight Loss in the New Year and hear my story, or reach out to me personally at 608-604-7751. That's Jamie Johnson, 604-7751, or find me on Facebook. Whether you're looking to jumpstart your weight loss, looking to lose a lot of weight, or get active and gain muscle, our program offers it all across the spectrum. We now even support those who receive the shot for medically supported weight loss. Reach out before January 31st for personal scholarships.
WRCO 100.9.
Run your car off the side of the road, get stuck in a ditch way out in the middle of nowhere. Get yourself in a bind, lose a shirt off your back. Need a floor, need a couch, need a bus fare. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where the cream is gonna rise. This is what you really didn't know. This is where the truth don't lie. You find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything. Run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get there fast, and stop to think what's in it for me. Or it's way too far. They just show on up with their big old heart. You find out who your friends are. Wants to slap your back, wants to shake your hand when you're up on top of that mountain. But let one of those rocks give way, then you slide back down, look up and see who's around then. This ain't where the road comes to an end. This ain't where the bandwagon stops. This is just one of those times when a lot of folks jump off. You find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything. Run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get that fast. Never stop to think what's in it for me. Or it's way too far. They just show on up. You find out who your friends are. When the water's high, when the weather's not so bad, when the well runs dry, who's gonna be there? You find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything. Run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get that fast. Never stop and think what's in it for me. It's way too far. They just show on up with a big old heart. You find out who your friends are. Yeah, yeah. You find out who your friends are. Run your car off the side of the road, get stuck in a ditch, way out in the middle of nowhere. Get yourself in a bind, lose a shirt off your back. Need a floor, need a couch, need a bus fare. Man, I've been there.
Didn't have to turn my head whenever you walked in. The only one to let these chills roll down my skin. My heart beats faster. I hear your name. I feel my confidence stepping away. Tangled in your charms. My
smiling, and you catch my eye. My heart is pounding deep inside. Thought I was doing fine, about to get you off my mind. I see your face and